Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Common Sense with Dr. Ben Carson. I'm your host, Ben Carson. And there's so much that we could talk about with today's amazing guest. She's a fighter, and we need a lot more courageous people like her if we're going to save this country. She needs no introduction. You all know her, Lara Trump. And absolutely. Lara, recently there was a Newsweek article that claimed that you were mocked on social media after a Mar-a-Lago concert. And the story was obviously untrue, a bunch of garbage, but there was no concert. And in fact, you actually raised an additional $400,000 for St. Jude's Children's Hospital by singing one song for a charity event. Most people with common sense says, you know, obviously, they're making up stories, but is this another example of the mainstream media's untreated Trump derangement syndrome?
They're fully untreated, and it's a good thing we've got a doctor in the house, Dr. Ben Carson. Let me just say, I'm so honored to be on with you. I have such immense respect for you, for what you continue to fight for. Your wife, Candy, you two are absolutely lovely people. You're patriots. And you're right. We need more of us out there. We need people willing to stand up and fight the good fight, because as you're saying, these people are truly deranged. That is exactly what it is. Yeah, you referenced the Newsweek article. And I mean, it's sadly Newsweek at one time, Dr. Carson, of course, had a great reputation and people felt like this is an outlet I can go to and actually get information and trust what I read there. The situation you referenced is Eric and I, as some people may know, have been raising money for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, which is the best in the entire world at what they do. They come up with protocols for the most horrific childhood cancers, deadly disease, and then they send them out across the world free of charge to hospitals everywhere so that more children can survive these horrible illnesses. We have donated somewhere in the neighborhood, or raised, I should say, $40 million for St. Jude over the past 17 or so years since my husband decided at 23 years old that he should start giving back to a society that had given him so much. You know, he felt very lucky. So we had an event for St. Jude, and the actual performer that was scheduled to perform that night had an issue and couldn't show up. And sure enough, they asked me if I would sing a song I did a cover of, and I released it last fall, I Won't Back Down. It's a song that Tom Petty wrote. And I said, you know what, for the kids of St. Jude, for whatever it's worth to people there, absolutely, I'd be honored to sing it. And then immediately after performing the song, I asked people in the crowd, I said, if anyone feels inspired to donate more money, let's raise some more money for these kids. And we raised, as you just said, an additional $400,000. And you think about the lives that that would ultimately save and the good that that does. And instead of championing someone doing something positive in this world, when there is so much negative out there, these hacks over at Newsweek decided they would pose it as Lara Trump holds a concert for herself at Mar-a-Lago. It is so disingenuous, and it's just so sad because we should be trying to prop up people who do positive and charitable works. And not that Eric and I need any accolades for anything we do, but it is a symptom of the fact that we, Dr. Carson, have a certain last name, and the folks within the mainstream media cannot do anything if not talk negatively and report negatively about everyone in our family, especially my father-in-law, Donald Trump.
And to show you how malignant they are, they actually took the voice recording and distorted it to make it sound off.
It's amazing. It's amazing that they do these things. This is also why I'm terrified of AI. I mean, I don't know what to make of any of this. It is terrifying to me. But look, the reality is we know who we are. We know that we're good people. We know we fight for the right things and are fighting on the right side of history. And so it doesn't matter how many bogus Newsweek articles they write about me, Eric, my father-in-law, we will continue to do the things that we know are right.
And there will be a lot more. You mentioned AI. You know, I've seen, and people have sent me videos of my image promoting cannabis and various other things that I would never do. But as a public figure, I can't do anything about it.
That's the saddest part, I think, is that, you know, people have an assumption out there that, oh, well, if somebody writes something negative about you or untrue about you, or they position your face and use artificial intelligence to make it as though you're promoting something, you have some recourse. And the truth is, once you become, as you said, Dr. Carson, a public figure, the bar is so high to you know, get them to retract a statement, to get them to redo an article. And at that point, it doesn't even matter because the damage is already done. It's all about clickbait. We know that. But it's really sad because I think people are very misled these days. And it's hard to know where to go to find truth in anything for a lot of people. I think it's a big problem.
No, exactly. Congress was actually going to take that up last year. And then they just dropped it like a hot potato. I imagine somebody was behind that. But why do you think our founders were so intent upon the whole concept of freedom of the press, if the press is so abusive?
Yeah. Well, at a certain point in our history, the press was there to be a bit of a check and a balance to the powers that exist in the world, whether it's the government, whether it's corporations. And they actually did that job for a long time. You could actually call people journalists, right? We're in such a different era right now where they sort of became an all-consuming beast of sorts, the mainstream media, and they realized the power that they truly have, and that they have the power to shape and sway people's opinions, and that they have the power to make or break people out there if you are willing to let them do it to you. And many people are. And it's such a shame, because the idea of freedom of the press, the idea that, as you referenced, our founding fathers had, was very positive. It was that we would all have a balance of sorts, and that you couldn't get too far in one direction because the press would call you out on it, and then they would bring you back and they would even it out. And unfortunately, the scales are so heavily weighed in their favor right now. And for people who don't really understand that, you're really just being led like sheep to slaughter in so many ways. You don't really understand what's going on out there, because you are being spoon-fed a certain narrative and very specific targeted information for you. And to be honest with you, I understand how it happens, because I take kind of a look around at people with whom I've been friends for maybe 15 years. And some of them are not on the same side of the political aisle as we are. And some of them I know bought into some of the bogus reporting about our entire family, about my father-in-law, because I've very clearly seen it happen. And I think to myself sometimes, man, if I were not a part of this family, and if I happened to tune in and got my information from very certain specific media outlets, I get how people go down this path. I get how easy it is for it to happen. But it is just such a shame, because people really are so ill-informed out there in so many cases. And you know, we need to make a big change there. Otherwise, I really don't know how things shake out for the future of this country. The good news is, Dr. Carson, you have people out there like you with your podcast, me with my podcast, as you see right here, The Right View. We're trying to give information to people as well. And there has been this kind of surge of alternative media sources for people because they don't really trust the mainstream media anymore.
You're absolutely right. And every time I get a chance to talk to a young journalist, I explain to them that the press is the only business that's protected by our Constitution, because they were supposed to disseminate unbiased information to the people. The country could be run on the will of the people. How far they've strayed. And I don't think the press actually thinks too far ahead, because if they did and they knew their history, they would recognize that the first thing that communist and Marxist regimes do is completely control the press.
Right.
They're digging their own grave, and they don't even stop long enough to realize that.
But these are also the people who want an alternative history taught to our children. You know, there's a reason that we actually should have such a strong focus, I believe, on teaching the real history of the United States of America, of other countries, of all of it. If we are giving a biased, you know, half-baked version of history to our children, we are doomed to repeat it if we have not learned from it. And so many of these people here talking about, Dr. Carson, I believe, you know, are of the opinion that you should tear down every statue out there. If for some reason it rubs you the wrong way, that you shouldn't actually have to teach kids about the hard stuff in history. It's not easy to hear, but it's necessary to hear, because if we don't learn from it, as I just said, we are doomed, I believe, to repeat it.
Well, that's the difference between a fool and a wise person. A wise person can learn from the mistakes.
Right.
A fool has to keep repeating them over and over again and never seems to learn.
Mm-hmm.
It's the reason, obviously, that we have our Little Patriots program. Teach the children the real history of our country. The good, the
yes.
bad, and ugly, but there's a lot more good than there is bad and ugly. But do you think there's any hope? Are you optimistic about the future?
Well, I think that's why I'm in this fight alongside my father-in-law, alongside people like you, Dr. Carson, because I think we have to keep trying. I think, look, I have a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old, and it's not about me anymore. Once you become a parent, it's an incredible thing that happens. You really focus solely on what kind of future you're laying for your children and what life will be like for them one day when they possibly have kids and so on and so forth. And so I am optimistic for the future of this country if we do the right thing on November 5th of this year, if Donald Trump is elected as the 47th president. Because I'll tell you what, you look around and 3 years of Joe Biden have been almost enough to completely break this country. You see how destabilized the entire world feels right now. We're on the verge of World War III. You have absolutely just complete millions and millions of people pouring over the southern border. It's taking such a toll on places like New York, Boston, Denver, Chicago. It affects every single state in this country. It's not a border issue anymore. It's an every state issue. You know, the inflation, the gas prices, all of it has happened so quickly. And I think it's been really astonishing to people to see, as we're talking about education, look at how poorly we're educating our children these days. We need big change. And in order to do that, we're going to need someone who will stand up against the nonsense, who will be a strong leader for this country, who will demand respect around the world again. And I think for me and for millions and millions of people, that's Donald J. Trump. We cannot see another 4 years of Joe Biden or, quite frankly, any other Democrat in the White House, because we know how much they clearly hate this country. They have spared, you know, no bones about it for them. They're happy to kind of tell you they wanted to fundamentally transform America. It's happening right now. We're seeing it. And so that's why I'm in this fight. There's a lot of other stuff I could be doing. Believe me, it's going to be a lot of time, more time, even so I've spent a lot of time away from my kids recently. But the next 9 months, we better buckle down, we better focus, and we better ensure Donald Trump is the 47th president of the United States.
You're absolutely right. And they're going to be coming with everything they've got because they are terrified of your father-in-law. What changed? You know, there was a time when he was the darling of the media.
Yeah. It's what? Amazing. You know, I used to work at Inside Edition. This has been a news show that has been around for probably 30 years now. I worked there for 5 years, and it's kind of amazing because whenever we wanted to get a soundbite from somebody on literally anything, you know, a celebrity couple or things politically that were going on, whatever, it would run the entire spectrum of different topics. I would hear them shout in the newsroom, somebody call Trump Tower, see if we can go over and talk to Donald Trump. Because people listened to him. People loved him. As you're saying, he was in so many ways the darling of the media. I mean, this is the man who transformed the skyline of New York City. He became such a celebrity with The Apprentice, the celebrity apprentice, a bigger than life businessman who I think a lot of people aspired to be like. You look at popular music of the time. They all reference Donald Trump as sort of being the epitome of like success and the American dream in so many ways. And I think the problem came of June of 2015, when he came down the escalator and announced that he was running for president of the United States, not as a Democrat, but as a Republican. The problem came when he started actually talking about the issues that really went to the heart of so many people in this country, things that they said, no one is talking about this, but I've felt this, I've seen this. Pride was waning in this country. We were wasting billions and billions of dollars on ridiculous stunts like the shrimp on a treadmill, if anyone remembers that. I remember that being a real big issue for my father-in-law. He was like, why are we wasting all this taxpayer money on a shrimp running on a treadmill? Crazy stuff. People really loved the way he spoke and how he really went straight to a matter and didn't mess around on the periphery, didn't sugarcoat anything, but he talked about the issues facing America. And that's a problem for the people out there who pull the strings. That's a problem for the mainstream media because they like to have a little control of all of these candidates. It's a problem for the powers that be in Washington, D.C., because here was a guy who was funding his entire campaign until he became the Republican nominee, if people remember that. That's problematic because whenever the ultimate powers that are behind the scenes of so much of our life here in the United States have no control over someone, that's a scary spot for them to be. And I think that's what happened with Donald Trump. He came out guns blazing. He said, I'm not sugarcoating. I'm not playing their game. I'm doing what I know is right for the country. And I think that was their cue. They said, we've got to attack this guy. We've got to take him down. What they never anticipated, though, Dr. Carson, if you remember, they thought they would take him out. Like it was like 3 or 4 days after that announcement speech he gave. They thought this will be the end of Donald Trump. We'll go ahead and seal this coffin and just bury him in the ground and that'll be it. Oh, no. I'm shocked, I think, by what ultimately happened because he wasn't going anywhere. He wasn't apologizing for anything. And I don't think they knew what to make of that. And from that point on, it's been like a full-fledged war on Donald Trump, our family, and quite frankly, anyone who associates with us.
I think that's absolutely true. And it's been much more vehement against him than against previous Republicans even, because he will not submit to them.
Right.
And I for one, am very glad that he's not submitting to them because, you know, you need that Manhattan-style, tough understanding to get through because they're very clever and they've infiltrated everything. Mm-hmm. You know, when I got to Washington, D.C., I expected a swamp. What I found was a cesspool. And it's going to take a concerted effort and real determination and a very thick hide to get it under control. But I think Donald Trump was maybe born for a time such as this. It's so important.
By the way, I say that all the time. I mean, that is obviously that's a line out of the Bible for such a time as this. And I believe that truly you cannot look at what has been, I mean, what forces have been against this one man. And whether you look at the forces that were truly against him in the election in 2016, once he became president, look at all that they tried to do to him. They tried to impeach him not once, but twice. They obviously impeached him. And then they said, well, that didn't do it for Donald Trump. we're going to push harder. We're going to do more. We're going to indict him. We're going to do lawfare and actually weaponize these systems that people rely on to keep our country in order. We're going to weaponize those against this guy. So you had indictment number one, poll numbers went up. Indictment number two, poll numbers went up. Then they said, this isn't working. We got to put out a mugshot. That's going to take him down. And what happened with that mugshot is honestly miraculous. And it's so interesting because I think there are so many people in this country who saw a system that had been really working against them in so many ways, now working against this guy. And they said, that's the guy that I want to follow. If they're going after him this hard and he is still standing his ground and he's not backing down and he's fighting for this country, I'm getting behind this guy. So it's amazing to see all of it that he's had to endure. And I believe there is only one reason he is still standing and still fighting. It is because there's a power up above that is over all that happens in our world. We know that, but especially behind him, because otherwise I don't know how any one person could not just endure it, but still be fighting, facing forward and ready for battle.
Exactly right. And you know, this has really nothing to do with Republicans and Democrats. This has to do with people who believe in the founding principles of our nation, the things that took us from a ragtag bunch of militiamen to the pinnacle of the world in record time, a government that is up for and by the people rather than up by and for the government. And that's what this fight is about. And I think you're going to find people crossing party lines who actually recognize the situation that we're in right now. We will be back in 1 minute with Laura Trump and more Common Sense.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back with Common Sense, Laura Trump, who is an epitome of common sense.
I appreciate that because it depends who you ask out there, Dr. Carson. Some will agree with you, some will not, but I appreciate it. That we need more of it, more common sense.
Well, have you experienced cancel culture? What's your thinking on cancel culture?
Oh, gosh, it's all they try to do to all of us. I think cancel culture only works if you allow it. You know, you look at my father-in-law as a great example. There are so many folks who, no matter if whether they did something right or wrong, they have an entire crew of PR people, experts, so to speak, who are behind the scenes helping them manage their day-to-day life. And they say, sir, ma'am, you need to go out and apologize for this. You need to issue an apology. You need to get up on stage, go in front of the press, say you're sorry. And here comes Donald Trump, who is unapologetic about everything that he does. He says what he says, he means what he says, and he really doesn't care if it offends people or upsets people. Sometimes you need tough love. Sometimes you need to hear the truth from someone. And what I've seen, it's very interesting, is they've been trying to cancel Donald Trump since day one of him announcing he's running for president. And he will not let them do it. You can either allow these people to overtake you and you can succumb to all that they try to do to you, Or you can stand up and ignore the peripheral nonsense and be focused on whatever it is that you're trying to do in life. For me, it's my kids, it's my family, it's my country. And just kind of tune out all of the extra, because they'll try. They'll come for all of us. They always do. I'll give you a great example of one that is still outrageous and just, it's so preposterous, all of it. When was it? It was like a year and a half ago here in Florida. Beautiful free state of Florida, Dr. Carson. We had a hurricane that hit the opposite side of the state. I live on the East Coast. This hurricane hit the West Coast. If anyone has seen the radar of a hurricane, they are massive. The bands of rain extend out hundreds of miles from the center of a hurricane. And so sure enough, they gave my kids the day off of school, and we were there in the rain bands, but it would rain and then it would get, you know, sunny and then it would rain again. Well, we were trapped in the house. And so, of course, my son wanted to go out and ride around on his little scooter thing that he had. And so I walked down the street with him, and inevitably a rain band came and hit us. We were 2 minutes from the house. And I posted this video of him in the rain just because I thought it was funny that we got caught in the rain. I was soaking wet. He was soaking wet. And he actually was laughing about it, of course, when we got back to our house. And I posted it on social media. And I said, I think I called it like a character building experience or something, right? A kid in the rain. These people went so crazy on social media about this post. People were calling for child protective services to come visit my house. I wish that was a joke. Telling me that I'm a horrible parent. How dare I put my kid in danger? This is the kind of nonsense out there, and the kind of keyboard warriors, so to speak, who exist only to try and get you to cancel yourself. And you know what? I never took that video off of social media because I did nothing wrong. I'm not ashamed of anything I did. I am one of the great moms in this country. There are millions and millions of us out there, and I have never done anything but what is best for my children. So how dare these people who have no idea about anything they're talking about come after me? But there's an example of a time where I could have been like, oh, I'm so sorry. Let me take it down. Absolutely not. I did nothing wrong. I would do it again tomorrow. And I'm sure someone will call Child Protective Services after they watch this episode, because I just said that.
Well, that's why I said in the beginning, we need more people with your kind of courage. You may have heard about the Illinois couple. They took the daughter away.
Yes.
Parents wouldn't use the preferred pronoun. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is absolutely absurd. There was no abuse. There was no neglect. They just wouldn't use the pronoun. And here's the thing about that. You know, the human brain is very, very sophisticated. It takes a long time to be fully mature. Billions and billions of neurons and cells. And it continues to develop until your mid to late 20s. Children are naturally curious and they're very impressionable. So you take an undeveloped brain that's impressionable and easily manipulated, and you feed this stuff into it. Of course, they're going to be much more affected than somebody who's mature. And it really is just no more than child abuse. But then to try to use that to take away the rights of parents and to intimidate parents into believing that the child belonged to the state and not to them. Isn't that one of the premises of Marxism?
This sort of thing, this is what I want people to understand out there. You know, I went through the obvious issues in this country and why it feels like we're on the verge in so many ways of losing America. If we allow things like this to happen, if we allow the state to come in and say, because you didn't affirm your child's pronouns, we're going to take your kid away from you. This is really, really serious stuff. I don't know how we go forward as a society when you start to see things like this happen. Look, I'm all for once you're an adult and once you can make informed decisions, you live your life however you want. I think a happy society is a good society, and people who are happy don't try to harm others. I'm all for that. But it is up to us as parents to look out for the best interest of our kids. And I can tell you, having two children of my own, I know exactly their genders upon birth. Those are the genders that they are. The idea that they're going to come home to me one day and say, I feel like the opposite gender, and I'm supposed to just say, okay, go ahead. I mean, are you kidding me? My daughter thinks she's Elsa from Frozen half the time. And then the next day she tells me she's a puppy dog. Well, to some of these lunatics out there, I should be affirming that. And I should be, this is childhood behavior. This is really, really basic stuff. But to allow a kid to either mutilate themselves, take irreversible damaging hormones, or you go along and go along with it and keep them in your house. Or if you don't, if you say this is not right, this is obviously just a bridge too far for me as a parent, the state's going to come in and take your kids away. This is another reason we need to win this fight on November 5th of this year, because we cannot go forward like this. This is a terrifying story. And unfortunately, it is becoming more and more commonplace because more states across this country, I think Oregon, Washington State, California, are all putting in place these laws now that say if you do not go along with something as ridiculous as your kid coming home and saying, I feel like I'm a different gender, they're going to take your kid out of your custody. It is terrifying.
Absolutely. This is completely nonsensical. And obviously, I feel strongly against it. It's a program. It's called Common Sense. You know, they talk about science. Science has already told you that if you have two X chromosomes, you're a woman. If you have an X and a Y, you're a man. End of story.
And yeah, but we have a Supreme Court justice who couldn't even give that answer upon being asked, what exactly is a woman? Wow. It's crazy.
We remember in Christmas time that the Boston mayor was going to have a party to which no white people were invited.
Right.
How ridiculous is that? But what if they had gone anyway and said, we feel like we're black today? Would that have been okay? Because right, that's a lot easier than saying you feel like a woman when you're a man.
What are the lines? Who makes up the rules of all of this stuff? Because it's actually, you know, what you're pointing out, it's funny whenever you think about it, but it's actually kind of crazy, because I think if you landed here from another planet and you said, here are the rules that you have to follow, people would say, I'm so confused. I don't know what to do. Those aliens would get right back in the spaceship. They'd be out of here because they'd say, I can't even follow what the lines are and where I cross things and where I'm allowed to and not. That's how crazy and out of control it all has gotten. The DEI stuff, it's all so bad. I actually said, you know, I saw you at CPAC very recently, Dr. Carson. And in the speech I gave there, I said that I will never allow my daughter, especially, to ever rely on the poison and the lie of identity politics. I never want her to get a job or be given a title or anything else because she is a woman. In the United States of America, we should be judging people on merit and merit alone. The best person for a position is who should get it. All of the rest is nonsensical. And as far as so many people are concerned, as far as common sense people are concerned, it's ruining so much of our society. It's making life worse. It's making things more dangerous for people. We should only be putting the best people for a position in those positions, period, end of story.
And one of the wonderful things about Donald Trump and his first administration is he believed that the rising tide floats all boats.
Right.
And did not believe in pitting one group against another. And I remember he backed me up as the Secretary of HUD when the transgenders were insisting that transgender men or women or whatever they are would be able to come into women's shelters. I mean, a lot of women were in those shelters to get away from men.
Right.
You have these men, obvious men with men genitalia and everything coming in there and wanting to be with them. And, you know, we suggested maybe they could have a section of the shelter that was for the transgenders. No. We have to be in there with the women. And the women were saying, we would rather sleep in the woods in the wintertime than to be in there with those guys.
Right.
And again, we're just talking common sense. Same thing with, you know, men playing women's sports. I mean, it's sort of like when I was in Europe recently and I was talking to the Europeans, what do you think about America? They said, we think you've lost your minds.
Wow.
And they're concerned about it because if we go down, what happens to them?
Right. No, I think that all the time. Look, we're the leader of the free world, the United States of America. That has always been our role, really, since the inception and foundation of this country. People look to us as the beacon of hope for those facing oppression and tyranny and communism around the world. What if we fall? What if America ceases to exist in the same way anymore? Where will people go? What happens then? We have to fight for this country. No one ever said that this was going to be easy. No one ever said, here is the, you know, this great experiment and, you know, it'll be there forever. You just have to lay back and take it easy. No, we have to fight for it. If we want to continue this great idea, the United States of America, we are not perfect. We are far from it. We are changing and learning every single day as societies do. But you will not find any more free place on the face of the earth than the United States of America. And once we fall, if we do, that's it. We don't get this country back. There is no other place. I hope people appreciate that as we head into what I believe will be one of the crazier elections this country's ever seen coming up this year. It's up to all of us to fight for this country. And I can tell you, we're going to be doing our best in the Trump family to do just that.
We'll be back in 1 minute with some final remarks from Laura Trump.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we're back with more Common Sense. Laura Trump is our guest. And, you know, there's so much going on right now. The New York judgment against your father-in-law, it impacts you and your husband, too. What do you think they're up to? Are they just trying to bankrupt him? What are they doing?
It's so crazy. I hope people understand what's going on here. The concerted effort to try and first just throw mud at a guy, you know, with the first couple indictments, that was the goal. Now they've gone so far as to just show their full hand. They want to destroy this man. I mean, if you look at Donald Trump, his life's work has been the Trump Organization. You know, this is, like I said earlier, this is a guy who changed the skyline of New York City. You look back at things like Woolman Rink, the skating rink in Central Park. The city of New York had this bloated budget for it. They weren't able to get it done. They couldn't find the contractors. They couldn't get it within the budget they needed. So who did they call? They called Donald Trump. This is back maybe 30 years ago. And he said, I'll do it. He got it done ahead of schedule and under budget. That's the way he operated as a businessman. And to see them not only go after him in the way Letitia James did, who, of course, is this deranged attorney general from New York, a woman who never ran on the idea that she wanted to do what was best for the citizens of the state of New York. And by the way, Dr. Carson, at a time where people are leaving New York in droves, it is not safe. It is unsanitary. It is a scary place to be. So many of my friends who said they would never leave New York are leaving New York because they say, I can't walk down the street. This is not the same place. The fact that the top law enforcement officer in the state of New York, Letitia James, spent her time and effort focusing on a civil trial to take down one man, because that was the campaign promise she made, again, not to protect the citizens of the state, to take down Donald Trump. Her exact words, I look forward to going into the office of attorney general every day, suing him, and then going home. Sounds like somebody who really is on an equal footing with everyone, not looking to target anybody, right? Of course, we know what that was about. Then you have this judge who, of course, said that Mar-a-Lago, where I know you've been many times, Dr. Carson, is worth $18 million. Preposterous.
One of those five worth that much.
Yeah, no, exactly. Give me seven of them. Absolutely. I'll figure it out. But then to put such an egregious charge at the end of it, to say, okay, not a bank lost a penny. In fact, they made hundreds of millions of dollars. They had to use a fraud statute that didn't even require proving there was any fraud. And these banks were so happy with partnering with the Trump organization, they wanted to do more business with them. You know what we'll do? The penalty will be $355 million. And then we'll make sure that Donald Trump can't be a part of any business in New York for 3 years. Oh, and his two sons, Don and Eric, who every single person in this trial said had nothing to do with anything to do with loans, we'll go ahead and lump them into 2 years. They can't run a business. Oh, and they each have to pay $4 million. It's so egregious. It's so obvious that at this point, the goal isn't just to keep Donald Trump out of the Oval Office. The goal is to destroy this man, to take down his company, to take down his family, and anyone else who they can take down as collateral damage alongside of him. That's what these lunatics want to do. But right. I'll say it again. We cannot allow things like this to stand. These are communist tactics. These are things you would see in the communist USSR and Cuba and Venezuela. If we allow something like this to stand in America and we do not fight back for it on it, we will never have the same country on the other side of it.
Can't express it any better than that. And is there anything that gives you hope?
Well, I have to have hope. I think hope springs eternal. And I think we have to keep focusing on what I hope we'll see happen a year from now when Donald Trump is sworn in as the 47th president, when he puts back in place things like the Remain in Mexico policy, when he gets the war between Ukraine and Russia ended, between Hamas and Israel ended, when we have a footing on the world stage again that protects everyone here in America, but the rest of the world in turn. I do have hope. And I think we all have to have hope. We have to fight and we have to work our hardest and we have to leave nothing to chance. But I think we always have hope because otherwise, sometimes you look around and it seems like things are getting crazy, but I do have hope. I believe that when Donald Trump is the 47th president, things in this country will be better. Things in this world will be better. And I actually believe you're going to see people, and you mentioned it earlier, Dr. Carson, come out that you would have never guessed in a million years would vote for Donald Trump. But I think they've all been awakened over the past 3 years. Sometimes it is darkest before the dawn. Sometimes you need to be shaken awake. And I think that's where we are. So I am very hopeful. I'm very positive, but we're leaving nothing to chance. We're going to work hard over the next 9 months. And I hope to see a big win on November 5th of this year.
Amen. And we've seen it before. We saw it during the show. So, you know, it's not blind faith. We've seen it before.
Yep.
And we have a memory. And I just want to thank you, Laura, for being courageous. Your courage is something we all need to have. Stop being afraid, because the people who came before us were not afraid, or maybe they were, but they acted anyway.
Right.
Because they wanted us to have a country that was free and prosperous. And now it's our turn, and you're helping to lead that charge. And I want to thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. It's an honor, and fighting there right alongside of you, my friend. Thank you very much.
All right. And we'll be right back with my closing comment in 1 minute.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
You enjoyed that talk with Lara Trump. She's a real patriot and very courageous. And isn't that what we need right now? We know what's right. That's in our DNA as Americans. The question is, do we have the courage? Are we willing to suffer the slings and arrows so that those coming after us can still have a free country? This is a critical time. As Benjamin Franklin said when he was asked, do we have a monarchy or a republic? He said, a republic, if you can keep it. This is the time. Make sure you are willing to stand up for what you believe in and be a patriot. And that's it for this week, folks. Please join us every week. Make sure you subscribe for free, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Rate us, review us, tell others about us, spread the word. We have to make common sense common once again. And remember the cornerstones, faith, liberty, community, and life. See you next week.